This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, I have not spent a lot of time here the last couple of days talking about why I was not here for several weeks. I had, we'll just call it a health crisis. It was a mental health crisis. I feel like I'm on the upswing. I'm back on the horse, Sue. If you will. But one of my big regrets from the last few weeks is there were some things that happened in the news cycle that I really wanted to chime in about. And then my book arrived because I pre-ordered Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. And I love Celina Zito. She's been a guest for almost 10 years now, which is hard to believe. She wrote a book called The Great Revolt in 2016. And we had her, because she's so great to us, set up on the day that the book was released. And Celina, I'm so sorry I missed that. But it gave me a chance to read the book between then and now, which I have done, and I liked it quite a bit. So I'm so glad you're on with me this afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. I'm number one on a New York Times bestseller list, so I'm doing pretty good.
Look at that. I was unaware. I'm kind of burying the headlines here for the book. Well, it really is a great account. I know you've shared a lot of the moments that occurred before and after the shooting with us since what happened last year. But I found this interesting. You actually start this book and your story with, and you frame it around another attempted assassination in the same part of Pennsylvania. It was George Washington when he was just 21 years old, right?
Yeah, it happened in Butler, and he was shot at the same side and nearly in the exact same place that President Trump was.
You think about two of those attempts, and those bullets could have really changed the course of history in both instances, couldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about it. No George Washington, no French and Indian War, because he basically started it. No French and Indian War. There's no revolution because nobody's been taxed to pay off the debt. So are we still part of the crown? You know, what happens? It's really compelling to think about. And the same with President Trump. President Trump's not here. There's no Israel-Iran deal. There's no NATO, everybody now paying their fair share. There's no zero border crossings. There's no trying to fix what's happening in D.C. because it's so crime-ridden. I mean, the list is endless.
One thing that I don't think I knew, because I knew that you had developed a relationship with the president and you were scheduled to interview him that day. We can get to some of the background. But I did not know that you had not met with Trump since back in 2020. And not only that, but he got pissed off at you because you were covering something related to DeSantis. And he goes on Truth Social and he says, fake news reporter Celina Zito.
Yeah, he did get mad at me. We've gotten past that. I never got mad at him. I understand him. I understand why he did that. We've had our moments. But, yeah, I didn't. You know, people think because I've interviewed the president so many times that I'm really plugged in with, like, the staff. But I'm really not, in particular at that point. And so there was always a very direct relationship between him and myself. So,
That's fascinating.
Yeah, he's been mad at me.
Yeah, but so on that day, though, you're already scheduled to do an interview that day. I also find it interesting because you almost didn't make the trip because your daughter didn't have anyone to watch the kids, and your son-in-law was kind of driving you crazy. You even lied to him about the start time of when they had to be in Butler because was it the son-in-law that's always late? So you kind of threw him a little curveball?
Michael's always late. My greatest joy, I love my son-in-law, but my greatest joy was to be able to put that in writing and for millions of people to read it.
But it was his parents. His parents came through, and they were able to take the kids, so they went along with you. And your daughter's the photographer, right, Selena?
My daughter's a photojournalist, and my son-in-law came with us because it was like almost 100 degrees that day, and we wanted him to carry the equipment so that we didn't look sweaty and disheveled. Well, that didn't happen. We looked sweaty and disheveled. But that's why the three of us were there together. And there was this story, you know, the story really takes you into what it's like to be a journalist. And I know that we're not the favorite profession. However, if you're doing it right and you're doing it on the ground, it is a noble profession. And so they really understand what a day could be like, how things change so much, how I was in the line of fire. How the president called me first thing the next morning, but also, and some profound and deep conversations that we had, but also what was really happening in Pennsylvania, like on the ground. People didn't understand how bad the Harris campaign was and how these coalitions were dramatically changing, and the Trump coalition was just expanding. And then the book, you know, takes you up until election day, but it also concludes with, you know, the reckoning that my profession is going through and needs to continue to go through.
But
you
kind of took this whole reporting on the ground thing a little bit further than maybe you thought, because you were literally at one point, and maybe for people who haven't heard the story, you're 3 feet away when the shots ring out. Michael Picard, who is the lead advance guy with the Secret Service, is basically keeping his knee on you as long as he can in the aftermath of this to make sure that you're safe.
Yeah, the first shots went over our head, and I saw the president go down. I saw him take himself down. That was my first indication that maybe he might be okay. And then I saw the blood across his face. I heard the conversations, all of them he had between the Secret Service and himself. And I saw him, you know, get up and do fight, fight, fight. And people will have to read the book. But it's really profound as to why he said that. You know, a lot of people don't know why he said that. But, you know, he called me 7 times the next day. And these were conversations about faith, about the hand of God, and his greater purpose if he won that election.
Well, because he was in the aftermath, like even that morning, he was very hyper-focused on the moment because he veered from the script to a certain extent when he looked at the chart. And had he done it the way that he had always done it, well, he might not be president. He might not be on the planet right now.
Oh, he never, ever, ever puts that chart down in the beginning. And he rarely uses a chart, period. And so that he put that chart down, and he never looks away from the people that are attending a rally. It's a very transactional relationship. And that he turned his head away was also something he never does. And these are things that we talked about the next day and weeks later. And so people will learn a lot from this book. And it's really an historic coverage of that day in a way that no one else can do, but also the coverage of the election in a way that no one else was doing.
Well, that's been your strong suit ever since I got to know you. And, you know, going back to the Great Revolt, I've heaped praise because you're actually someone who does get on the ground. You drive through Missouri, through Indiana, through Pennsylvania, where you live, and all these other states. You actually try to talk to regular people. Do I also remember that in those conversations, and maybe the first one on the day following the shooting, that you dropped an F-bomb on the president because you couldn't even really believe that he was calling you in this moment?
I did. He called me first thing in the morning and he said, "Selena, this is President Donald J. Trump." I'm like, I don't know that, right? And he says, "I want to make sure that you're okay and your daughters and son-in-law are okay and that I'm really sorry we didn't do that interview."
Please share the story of how Trump used hairspray on you, Selena Zito.
That was in, where were we? We were in Harrisburg. Actually, he's done that to me a couple times. But the first time he did it was in Harrisburg, I think 2 weeks after the assassination attempt. And we'd just done an interview, a very emotional interview. He says, he always makes a comment about my hair. It's like a common theme throughout the book. And he says, "Let's put some hairspray in that hair." I'm like, sir, I don't need any hairspray. My hair is big enough. And he starts chasing me around the room with hairspray.
That is a great image just to kind of conjure up here on the radio this
afternoon.
And
the picture of it is in the book.
Yeah, you have a selection with a bunch of the pictures from that day. Now, you went back to Butler, and the president goes back like 3 months after the shooting. Tell me about that a little bit.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was like a revival. It was unlike anything I've ever seen. People came from all over the country. People came from all over the world. It was a very spiritual feeling to it because, you know, he survived. And not only he survived, he had the backbone to come back. And you know, Corey Compatore's wife, Helen, was there and her two daughters. And he had an opera singer there. It was just an incredible, incredible moment.
You write about Thomas Crooks, but do you still feel like there are a lot of unanswered questions about this would-be assassin? And then even, you know, the question of the Secret Service mistakes that have been, you know, on display, but have they been properly addressed or corrected?
It was the Secret Service. There was a lot of things dropped on that day. In particular, communicating with local law enforcement. That was just ridiculous. There is a specific footprint that a former president has. It's a cookie cutter footprint. So no matter had it been Jimmy Carter or Donald Trump, they would have gotten the same amount. And it is inadequate at best. And as far as Thomas Matthew Crooks, nobody knows.
Yeah.
This was, and the family has lawyered up, so we're not getting anything out of them either.
Have you an indication that the president has checked out the book? Have you talked to him? When's the last time you saw him?
I got a note from him last night.
Did you?
Dear Selena, I loved the book. I loved it so much. I loved how you brought people's different lives and voices out. Because that's what at the end of the day, the election was about.
Yeah. So where are you on where Trump is right now? Because every time they try to hammer him on something, you know, I've pointed this out. You go back, and I will admit, Selena, I've had to admit this to the audience, I was a bit of a panickin in March or so, mainly on the economy and the, you know, the tariffs and the stock market and the 401ks evaporating. And now we look at basically where we were, you know, at 45,000 in the stock market, and you got good inflation numbers, and obviously there's controversy about what he's doing in D.C. But damn it, the guy gets things done, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And that's part of why people need to read this book, about why he believes he has a different purpose. And I wasn't worried about the tariffs. It might be have something to do about where I live. It was a good thing. And I knew it would all flesh out at the end, because he's a very brilliant guy. People don't realize that. He's very, very brilliant. He's not going to do anything that messes up the country. And ultimately, his legacy.
Are you doing? I had Scott Jennings on, my friend Scott Jennings, earlier in the show, and he's got a book that's coming out. And he said that he's going in, you know, to the studio in the next month, and he's going to do the audiobook. Did you do the audiobook? Did you read it yourself?
I did not. It takes like a month, eight-hour days.
Yeah.
And honestly, I wrote that book in 2.5 months, 62,000 words, while covering the election. It's hard, hard work. And I think my boss would have killed me if I would have taken a month off to do the audio.
Well, Sue Thomas, my colleague who's with me every day, is listening to the audiobook, and she did not think it was you that was reading it, but I wanted to check because she's listening. I've never done that. I've never done an audiobook before. People love it, you know, on car rides and stuff like that. But Sue, you're listening to it right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it, and I'm only at the beginning.
She's good.
Yeah, so yeah, it's great.
Yeah, she does a really, really good job. Well, I gave her my Ginger accent, so... the only word she gets wrong is she says Appalachia and it's Appalachia, but I'll forgive her.
Yes, yes. Can you tell us about what happened at that U.S. steel plant near Pittsburgh yesterday? Because that was a little daunting, wasn't it?
Yeah, they don't know yet. But I'm heading back out there tomorrow. And they're, you know, they've got people on it, so we will. I'm sure we'll find out in short order.
Well, congratulations on number one on the New York Times bestseller list. I think it certainly deserves it. The book is called Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. Despite the fact that I knew a lot of this because of our conversations, and you're so awesome to me, Selena. You know how much I appreciate that. That's why I was so bummed out. But as I told you, I pre-ordered that damn thing, and it came in the mail the day it was supposed to, and I really enjoyed reading it. So congratulations.
Well, they're making it into a movie. Thank you. They're making it to a movie right now.
Are they?
Oh, that's great.
Look at who's going to play Selena Zito.
By next time I talk to you, we'll know.
Yes, that is fascinating.
Please, everybody, go out and get the book.
That is awesome.
Love that.
Awesome, Selena. Congratulations on all the success. Hang in there and good luck with the hairspray, okay?
Thanks.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.